I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad that we can bring you this continuing coverage of Hurricane Francine, which is now a memory for the New Orleans area. Phil Grisby is with the National Weather Service, and Phil joins us on WWL. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, good morning.
So let's talk about Francine right now. Where is she, and how strong are the winds?
So Francine is pushing off to the north, moving into Mississippi at this time, and it looks like the winds are continuing to decrease. It's down to 45 miles an hour, and it's going to continue to pull away this morning, and so we'll continue to see improving conditions across all of southeast Louisiana. The winds will continue to die off. The rain, any lingering rain, will come to an end, and we'll see actually sunny skies coming out by late morning and in the afternoon hours.
Well, it's going to be amazing, the change. Changing weather, and for those who are without power, at least the temperature is not stifling hot at night, and so often that's the case, but that's not the case right now.
That's correct. Yeah, the temperatures are quite mild because of the rainfall that we had. They're only in the low 70s right now, which is really nice. So, yeah, we don't have that extreme heat. And even during the day today, the temperatures are only going to get into the mid-80s, like about 84 degrees. So it won't be that extreme stifling heat even afterwards for people that may not have air conditioning or anything like that. And with the breeze, you know, open the windows, and it'll be at least somewhat comfortable.
All right, Phil, this has been an interesting storm since its inception, and every storm has its own personality. You know, on the weather map, when you see the radar, it looks like a giant amoeba that I remember from studying in biology. And they have their own personalities. From its inception, and all of a sudden, the targeting of the Louisiana coast and New Orleans was a surprise. And then the jagging, the waffling of this storm as it approached New Orleans was interesting, too.
Yeah, so this storm was actually transitioning to what we call extratropical phase, and it's actually still doing that, and that's what drove some of the changes in behavior as it approached the Louisiana coast yesterday, and that was due to another system that was coming in from Texas that was producing a lot of what we call wind shear across the storm, and as we all know, wind shear, that impacts hurricanes and weakens them as they move in. It did reach peak intensity to Category 2, 100-mile-an-hour winds right at landfall, but then it began to weaken rapidly as it moved inland, and the center of circulation actually reformed three different times while it was experiencing that wind shear as it moved across southeast Louisiana, and so that's why there kept being these wobbles in the tracks and all that, and now there really isn't a well-defined center of circulation per se. It's more just a broad area of low pressure as it moves up into Mississippi this morning. So yeah, kind of a unique system for this area.
And so, Phil, we're going to see sunshine later this morning.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We should see some drier air wrap around, and that should help clear out the skies. And it looks like it's going to be sunny by late this morning and definitely by this afternoon. And that's great for everybody as we, you know, recover from the 6 to 9 inches of rainfall that fell across the South Shore and then the strong winds that we had last night, you know, 60 to 70 mile an hour winds. So,
Phil Grisby, National Weather Service, thanks for your time and thanks for the information.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.